Hello, and welcome back to Focus on the Positive. My name is Gekulele Dlamini, that's GQ for short. Today is all about looking ahead with hope. I recently did a poll on social media and asked how hopeful people were feeling on a scale of 1 to 10. I was really encouraged that most people who responded were in the 7 to 10 range, and no one answered below 5. Ultimately, I took this to mean folks are feeling hopeful about the year ahead. In this episode, I continue my conversation with my friend Ashley. In the last episode, we spent some time learning and taking account for the events of last year. Well, now it's time to look ahead. It's time to take what we can from 2020 and the last year with COVID and look ahead and see what we can do and achieve after having made it through and survived it. Let's listen in. But what was the best part of the year for you?
The best part of the year?
And I don't mean to say like what was the one event, but what was there anything that stood out to you from last year that actually made you feel good?
There's a few things. So one of the things that I was kind of very excited about is, which I know it's kind of weird to say, but we talk about it at work a lot, especially being in public health, is that there's so much that COVID has actually given to us that is positive in a sense.
Say what?
Right? That sounds weird at first, but if it wasn't for COVID, the state would not have put health equity on the forefront, which is where it should have been initially. So the state has recognized that health equity, you know, is an inequity, and it is something that should be put at the forefront. It is something that, you know, this not only the State Department of Public Health has a health equity team, but now different counties throughout the, you know, state of California are now incorporating health equity divisions into their public health departments, into their healthcare systems, so they can reach more underserved populations, those that don't have, you know, immediate access to healthcare like you and I do, and those who are the most impoverished, and kind of making sure they get the needs that they want, making sure we're getting more vaccines out to them, making sure they get the isolation and quarantine help that they need. Because, you know, me and you, we were able to kind of move our job directly into our houses, where some people, you know, throughout the state were unable to do that. Some people didn't even have access to the internet. Some people didn't even have access to even isolate themselves if they had COVID, you know, living in a smaller, you know, house or something with like multiple families. Like, and so positive thing from COVID is that realizing that health equity is this huge thing that needs to be addressed throughout the state so that, you know, California as a whole can be healthy and have the resources that they need, you know, all the way up north and all the way down south to make sure that their community members, you know, are living healthy and prosperously on a day-to-day basis. So one of the best things that came from COVID is that, in that we are kind of taking this in full-fledged right now and making sure that we can, you know, address any of these issues, you know, that have been, you know, brought up but not necessarily majorly addressed in the past as much as they are now.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't even realize they were running it statewide, but it's so great to hear the word equity in health.
Yeah. So, and right now, like 40% of the vaccines are actually being dedicated to those who are in a lower HPI quartile, which is basically, you know, people in low socioeconomic status, impoverished areas. And so 40% of these vaccines are getting allocated to those areas just to make sure that they're actually getting the vaccines, because some of these people don't even have transportation to get to a vaccine clinic or transportation, you know, anywhere. So we're actually having pods and mobile vans go into these areas so they don't have to go that far in order to get their vaccine, which is something that I think is really awesome.
That's so awesome. And looking at the COVID data, I haven't looked at it recently, but there were communities, you know, in low socioeconomic status and obviously people of color who were affected disproportionately within the serious illness and death counts for our state, I believe. Mm-hmm. So seeing that we're being responsive to that is amazing. We all should give ourselves a pat on the back for how quickly we've adapted to a changing environment. That was really amazing. I love seeing people show each other how much they care about each other, because it was almost taken away. You know, our neighbor put up a sign, you know, saying, "I appreciate healthcare workers." And for us, that was just, it's just so sweet of them to do that. And it was awesome. But watching folks adapt and make the most of it, you know, grannies on Zoom doing the Zoom thing, Zoom game nights. Our coworkers are figuring out how to do breakout rooms and work with devices they've never used before. I was really inspired by the amount of creativity that came out of COVID as well.
And I also think it kind of, especially for the workforce, kind of helped a little bit bridge the digital divide. Because I know sometimes when we're in our offices, you know, people who've been around for a while sometimes aren't necessarily as excited to learn how to utilize new softwares and programs. But working from home, I think it kind of nudged people a little bit harder to learn these softwares and programs, so that way the teams can work better together. So I do know it kind of helped bridge the digital divide, at least in terms of, you know, people who work in an office setting and stuff. So that's also been nice.
I've never seen some organizations move so fast in my life. It's like, we have what? Microsoft Teams? What? Us? No.
I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't know Microsoft Teams existed until COVID.
Right.
And I was like, we have access to all these cool features that we've never used before.
I know, document sharing. Who would have thought we didn't have to send a packet or documents around one by one across cubicles? We could just digitally send it and mark it up on our computers. What?
And all the paper and pens we're saving.
Yeah, the paper, I really do think about. I look back on how much I used to print out just for fun. No, not really. I mean, that was my practice. So if I got something, a particular type of documents, I would always print them out because I prefer to highlight and look through them. Well, it turns out Adobe on my computer has a highlighter, and it works pretty great.
Yeah, so. I think the only downside about that is your eyes are getting probably a little
my eyes
have definitely went down from COVID, just because of staring at the screen so often. But I don't know, I think people should start buying stock in like eyeglass companies, because more and more people are going to need glasses soon. So people might want to start thinking about buying stock in eyeglassware.
That's not a bad company, right? Eyeglassware with the blue light protection.
Yeah, so I don't know like what specific companies have stock, but...
You know, you could set up a booth at the Capitol and just sell eyeglass protection like that.
Right.
Assuming everyone was working downtown, but we could mail to your home.
Yeah, we could mail. I think you guys had the Warby Parker.
Warby Parker.
They do that.
Oh yeah, that's right. They mail them to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So folks at home, just know we are opening a new company. We will do eyewear. We'll cater it to you, and it'll protect you from the blue light coming off your screen. More details coming soon. FOTP.us. Thank you. Hey, I guess my next question was, is there anything you learned about yourself that you didn't already know? And I feel like you talked about that a little bit, but how about this? Let me ask you, is there anything you took away from the last year that has stuck with you this year and you're trying to carry forward?
I would definitely say like, be more present in the present. So I know in pre-COVID, like, there were times where I thought I was present when I wasn't necessarily present. I'd be on my phone, or I'd be thinking about 500 million things I have to do in the day. Like, I have work, and then I'd have to like go teach spin afterwards. And then after that, I have to like go for a run or something. My mind was always just like on, what do I have to do next? What do I have to do next? Instead of kind of just like enjoying the present or utilizing like being in the moment. So one thing that I've definitely want to do is like, take that mindset with me, even after COVID is over. Like, I was always on that fast forward type of pace, instead of kind of like, it's okay to slow down. It's okay to enjoy things. It's okay to kind of like grasp what you're currently doing and take it in. You don't have to just, your life shouldn't be a checklist. And I think that's kind of where I was pre-COVID, is like, this is what I have to do today. This is what I have to do tomorrow. And it's just like, boom, 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 I did it. Okay, well now, oh, now I have time to sleep. Okay, go to sleep, wake up, do it again, like knock things off the checklist. And life shouldn't be a checklist. Like, it's okay to have things that you want to achieve in life, like goals and little milestones here or there, but like, you shouldn't be living day to day like it is a checklist. Like, it's okay to live in the moment. It's okay to, you know, have a day where you're not necessarily sure what you're going to do before or after work. Like, it's okay to like, just be free. And I think that's one thing that I've definitely have learned from COVID, is kind of just, it's okay to not have everything planned out every single day. And especially like at first with quarantine, I think that was something I struggled with, because I just had work. And then it was like, after work, now what? I was just at home and I was just like, I have nothing to do. And I would feel like I was like, something was missing out of my life, because I was like, so like slowed down on my momentum of life. But I was just like sitting around and I'm like, well, if I have all this time to do, like, I'm obviously forgetting something, or there's something that I should be doing, instead of just like taking that in, like taking the moment in and kind of just like enjoying that time with myself. And although, like you said, like, I will never really ask for a me day ever again, just because I learned to like be alone. So I think I might have learned to be alone a little too well, that when things are opening up, I might be that like socially awkward person.
Wait, we have to be social?
Well, you know, as comfortable as we feel social.
Yeah, right. Distant. No, that's awesome. I think you're, Ashley, absolutely right about, we all get caught up in the routine.
Yes.
We almost forget why we're doing the routine, right?
Exactly.
It's just, we're getting through the list. It's, I wake up, I work out, I go to work, I do this. This is what I do. But why are you doing it? What's the why behind it? And this is what COVID forced on us, is to think about the why we do things, and why did we appreciate doing things? Mm-hmm. I think the thing I took from last year is, don't take anything for granted. Yes, it's cliche, but
definitely.
Not seeing people, not being able to travel, not having people around anymore. If it's on your list, just go ahead and do it. Like, my plan this year is to see as many national parks as possible. I'm a little behind, but y'all won't get serious about this COVID, so things are opening up slow. I blame y'all. No,
I actually want to see. Do you know, I've never been to Yosemite.
I know Beth has never been to Yosemite. It's crazy. So I have an excuse. I have not lived in California long enough to be upset about it, but y'all have.
I mean, you've lived here pretty long now.
It's only 10 years.
That's a long time.
That's
a whole decade.
Don't make me start counting for you, my friend.
We won't age me now, okay?
I'm not going to say anything. Don't shame me, and I'll be quiet. No, what I mean by that, honestly, is if you have something in mind and you want to do it, you should do it, because you never know when something like this would happen again, once in a lifetime. And not that I don't know with all these variants whether this could happen again, but... let's focus on the positive of, it looks like we're going to be getting back to some semblance of normal in the nearer term future. So think about all those things that you miss doing and go do them. Do them, because life is short.
But do them safely.
Yeah, do them safely. Wear a mask, be socially distant, try not to touch things, sanitize your hands. Don't sneeze on people. That's always a good start.
And don't be like a degenerate, like just be nice. Like, I feel like some people, when they are like able to go out, they act like they've never been, they act like they're 21 again. And I'm like, no, we can still act like adults.
Yeah, we can treat each other with kindness like we did during COVID.
Yes.
For the first couple of weeks.
Well, another thing that like COVID has also like been good is like, I've learned how to make a lot of bread, which like might not necessarily be good for like the weight, but like me and my sister, like she would like, oh, I found this recipe for sourdough. I found this recipe for focaccia. I found this recipe for this and that and this and that. And then like, I'd go to my mom's house and we're like, oh, let's try to make pizza dough, or let's try to make hot cross buns. And then it was getting out of control. So now I feel like I can like open my own bakery. So that could be happening soon. If I ever decide that public health is not for me anymore, I will probably do the very opposite of public health and open a bakery.
Open a bakery and serve a soda and some nice little pastries.
Yes.
That is awesome that you picked up that skill. That's COVID, typical COVID. We started doing things we never thought we would ever do.
Right.
Yeah, I started golfing, and it's taken over my life.
I bought several plants during COVID as well.
What?
I became a plant mom.
How are they doing?
My snake plant is doing good. My fern outside is doing good. My tomato plant died, but they die every year, so I know that wasn't me. Like, they die and you have to replant a new one. I didn't know that was a thing, and I was actually really sad because I spent all this like time caring for it, and it got huge and it started dying. My mom was like, oh yeah, you have to replant them every year. And then my pineapple plant was thriving, but with that week of a storm we had where it was freezing and there was high winds, the pineapple plant kind of
gave up.
It disappeared in the wind. So
good for you, plant bomb.
I know.
You'll have to give us tips on ferns. We're looking into those. But I have one more question for you that I want to ask you is, how do you feel now? You know, a year later, March the 13th has passed, which is the date when everything pretty much shut down. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about everything, mainly the future now?
I would definitely say I'm less stressed, just knowing more about everything. And I'm also more optimistic. With these vaccines rolling out and there being several different kinds, and for the state of California having administered more vaccines than most countries and definitely the most out of all of the United States, it really makes me feel optimistic and hopeful because so many people are willing to get it, to reduce the spread, to get things back to normal. Different counties throughout the state are slowly opening back up. I feel like, I don't know if like the non-mask people just aren't coming out as much, but I feel like I definitely see most of the people out wearing masks as well. So I know like people are really trying to be as careful as they can. And just, we have a lot more research. We have a lot more programs in place now to kind of help with COVID on various different forefronts that I think, you know, things will be clearing up soon. I mean, I wouldn't expect it. I know everyone's like, oh, like by the time it's Memorial Day, everything's gonna be back to normal. Like definitely like not that soon. Like Memorial Day, yes, it's a few months away, but it's also not that far away. So
yeah,
baby steps. So, but I'm very optimistic that things will start. I don't want to say normal because the normal we knew before is not the normal we're going to know when things are going to be quote unquote normal.
Yeah.
Things are slowly going to start opening back up. People are slowly going to be able to start getting back into a rhythm of things. You know, eventually, you know, the mask mandate will be lifted. However, I know there will probably be some people who will still wear them. And to be quite frank, you know, there are countries where people wear masks when they're feeling sick, which I kind of feel should be a norm. I know like before, like people would be like sick as a dog and come into work because we were so into that routine and we just had to get things checked off our list that we didn't care if we were getting anybody sick.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe now if like someone is just that sick, they just don't come in because they realize how fast things spread, or like maybe they just wear a mask. I don't know. So,
well,
but I'm very optimistic.
Good answer. Very good answer. We focus on the positive at this podcast. And we always close on a positive note. So I will take that. I agree with you. Having worked a couple of these vaccination clinics recently and getting to just see people as they're vaccinated, you can like see their hope.
Yes. You know,
these are more elderly folks, the ones I've worked at, but you can see that people just feel really good about it. Families are feeling really good about it. And to me, it's like the more people we can get vaccinated, the better off we'll be. Like you said, the new normal, there will be a normal, but it won't be the normal we were used to. It'll be different.
It'll be different, but I think it'll actually be a good different.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So many people have grown from this, and so many people have really seen like what is important in life, that when there is a new normal, you know, they're still going to kind of hold those values close to them. but like, you know, just without wearing a mask and being able to kind of do things outside in a social environment, but they're not going to necessarily lose sight of this past year and everything that has happened. They're going to try to focus on like all the good things that have happened and all the things that they've learned from it and kind of take that with them as we go forward, which is going to be very nice. And that normal, I think, once it comes, will be better than our previous normal. It's going to be a good normal.
Absolutely. And it'll be a safer and healthier normal.
Yes.
For all of us. So I look forward to it. Ashley, thank you for coming on the podcast and just sharing with us today. I really do appreciate you just telling us how it was and how it is and what the last year has been like for you and being so transparent with the journeys. I wrote down here the part where you talked about the mental health. It shouldn't be like dirty words anymore, right? It's like, ask yourself?
It shouldn't be a dirty word, but I know sometimes just because there are stigmas around it and it's not as widely addressed throughout the world that there is that stigma. But I know, you know, like we say, baby steps. It's not going to be something that's fixed overnight. But I think the more that people are open to talk about it and kind of normalize that it is a thing and there are ways you can deal with it, I think like that's kind of the first steps, especially for people going through stuff to see like, oh, they're not alone and there's people out there, you know. And if anyone is ever feeling that way, I mean, people can always reach out to me. Like, I'm not going to judge you. Like,
yeah,
I have things that I deal with. So who am I to judge, you know?
For sure. And I agree with you completely. We all need mental health days and we should all check in with ourselves about our mental health and don't never, ever feel ashamed to get more help or to find tools that help us stay balanced or, you know, adapt and figure out the things that are happening in our lives. So more power to you.
Yes.
Thank you so much again.
Yeah, of course. It was so fun.
Thank you so much for listening in on another episode of Focus on the Positive. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and were able to at least find one thing that you can take away that might help you as we look ahead to the future. If you did enjoy today's episode, please leave a 5-star review on the platform you are listening on right now. And if you'd like to continue the conversation, please follow Focus on the Positive at Instagram and on Facebook at FOTP.us. Until next time, folks. Focus on the positive, no matter what.